From the CPR Newsroom, I'm Don DeBar with some news headlines. A surprise announcement at the UN in New York.
What we've achieved today is to pass a resolution in the United Nations Security Council for the first time since this war started that embraces a roadmap for actually trying to end it.
The details of a framework agreement for a settlement of the Syrian conflict came out late Friday.
A roadmap to try to bring about a peaceful resolution through the political process, obviously.
In a press conference, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov took questions from the press after issuing statements.
For years now, country after country and at meeting after meeting, we have reinforced the notion that there's no military solution, there has to be a political solution. The only problem is the only thing playing out was the military track, and there was no political track. So now, finally, after two meetings in Vienna and the meeting here, and today's unanimous vote in the Security Council, there is a clear United Nations embraced, Security Council endorsed, a political track that reflects the hard work of the International Syria Support Group, which for the first time is a group that contains all of the parties engaged in support or in opposition to the Assad regime.
Ladies and gentlemen, I should like to start by expressing my appreciation to John Kerry because it was his initiative to gather all of us here in New York. This initiative from the very beginning was not a guarantee of success, and yet we agreed that it was necessary first and foremost try to achieve unanimity within the framework of the ISSG. It is a very difficult group because it brings together countries that have diametrically opposed opinions to the Syrian crisis and to the ways to settling it, but that is also the strong suit of this group because only by engaging all the stakeholders that can influence the situation on the ground can we achieve a good result.
Political analyst Mark Sloboda, who's a senior lecturer at Moscow State University, laid out some of the details of the new agreement.
Some of the things the resolution notably calls for are it does recognize the territorial integrity and sovereignty of the Syrian Arab Republic. It calls for a unified, non-sectarian, secular Syria to come out of this. It does give a timeline for talks with the government between the so-called opposition and the government to begin within a month, a political transition within 6 months, and a free and fair elections within 18 months.
However, Sloboda pointed out that the framework was far from a final agreement.
Already, almost within the question and answer session with the press afterwards, Kerry and Lavrov were already disagreeing, again, on the fate of Syrian President Assad, also on the composition of the terrorists. The ceasefire excludes specifically ISIS and Jabhat al-Nusra, al-Qaeda, and all other groups associated with it, and other terrorist groups. This complete list of terrorists, which supposedly Jordan is compiling, is certainly a ground for contention. Who would enforce a ceasefire? The UN peacekeepers certainly aren't going to be able to be sent to do this. So then that's the question of who will enforce the ceasefire. And then there's the fact that most of the fighting forces on the ground, what we refer to as anti-Assad rebels, most of it being al-Qaeda, which is already excluded, Ahrar al-Sham, Jaish al-Islam, none of them are going to agree to any of this because they don't agree with a democratic, non-sectarian, secular Syrian state. They want a another Islam. They want an Islamic state, just another Islamic state other than the Islamic state that's already been declared. So I don't see much hope for this. And in fact, immediately afterwards, the Russian foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, was already saying, I'm not optimistic about what we've just signed.
From the CPR Newsroom, I'm Don DeBar.